Now, the rest of the story. The lore of the seas from ancient times to now is rich with tales of shipwrecked sailors midst friendly natives on distant tropical isles. Well, once upon a time, more than 100 men were stranded on such a strand, and what made their adventure more remarkable was that among the marooned was an admiral. Now, you'd imagine the presence of a man bearing the Navy's highest rank would serve to keep the frustrated seamen in line, but it did not. In fact, to restore order, even to survive, the admiral was required to resort to sorcery. You see, the sailors, there were more than 100 of them, were stranded, no communication, provisions low, potentially desperation situation. Now, the admiral knew this island because almost a decade before he'd docked here, he knew the natives were friendly. In exchange for shipboard goods now useless to the Navy, these islanders might be persuaded to supply food. There was just one thing. The admiral also knew that if he let his men wander around the island mingling with the natives, trouble would result. So he issued an order that all hands were to remain aboard ship. The food-bearing natives would come to them. And they did. 6 months passed. The two grounded vessels, unseaworthy, were beyond repair. Hope of rescue was fading. The stranded sailors were growing more restless. On January 2, more than half of them, ignoring orders to the contrary, left the ships and began to plunder the native villages. Now, 50 loyal seamen remained with the admiral. But then more trouble. The natives stopped bringing food. Whether a reaction to the mutineers' ravaging, or simply because they'd grown weary of providing room service, didn't matter. The fact was the admiral and his men would soon starve. That's when this wise man of the sea retired to his thoughts and to his books. And he emerged with an answer. And that evening he sent a messenger to summon the natives from a nearby village. There was something important he must tell them, he said, through an interpreter, he said, and by the light of a full moon. And he did. Addressing the curious islanders in the nighttime solitude, he warned that his God was displeased with them. They had denied food to the seamen who had not harmed them. And for this, the sun and the moon would be removed from the sky, starting with the moon. The natives responded with laughter. Who's this fellow who thought their island was one big restaurant in the first place? Now he was going to murder the moon nonsense, but then it happened. Slowly, the moon's blood-red face grew smaller, as though it were slipping away, and in time it was gone from the sky. Of course, you know, it was the admiral's almanac that had predicted the lunar eclipse. And you've guessed the rest. The panicking islanders begged the admiral's forgiveness. The restaurant would reopen immediately. The wily seafarer, with a wave of his hand, restored the moon to its place in the heavens. And from that night until the day they were rescued, the shipwrecked sailors were well-fed indeed. Now, you've heard so much, especially on this particular day, about that admiral's first voyage, that I thought you might like to hear about what happened during his last voyage, when he and his men were marooned on the island of Jamaica, marooned for one full year, when he, the admiral, Christopher Columbus, had to murder the moon. Had to murder the moon itself to survive. And now you know the rest of the story.